I nearly died. I nearly got alive to myself right before we went to rehab, and it was in a really, really dark place. But I kept thinking, like, I haven't even really truly ever become myself.
Welcome to another real, raw, authentic episode of Sobered Up Buzz, Spreading the Good Buzz, hosted by me, Josh Case, and my hot wife, Heidi Kunz.
That's me.
Where we lay it all out there, and there's no holding back. Our global community crosses cultures and has no international borders, as addiction and recovery is a human journey. Hope is found here.
Yes.
So I hope everyone's doing well. We're excited to be here tonight. This is our meme show, where we talk about four or five of the memes Heidi makes and what I write below and what they mean to us. But before we start, I want to remind everybody, we have the Swarm Up every Friday at 1 Central with me, Heidi, and Cassie, where we just kind of talk about what's going on in our lives and recovery and struggles and things that go well.
We just dropped our
second episode
today, yep. Right?
And in that one, you can find out
this one's good.
My arrest story. And I got ambushed. I'll just say I got ambushed. So go watch that. Episode 2, oh, the Swarm Up.
That was a fun one.
So I have two people that I'm going to get back.
Yeah.
I guess. And yeah, but for those that don't know it, we got married last Friday.
Yes.
So we've been married for a week.
Yeah.
So
a week today.
She's changed. She's totally different. I don't know what I've done. No, just kidding. It's been great.
I have changed. I've been so exhausted since then. I can't get out of bed. I'm so tired.
No.
Well, I guess that's not much of a change.
Been a good week, though.
Yeah, a good week.
And now I get to call her my wife, and she, her last name is really Case now. So there you go.
Why?
What? Because it just kind of sounded like you didn't like doing this. We were bored being on podcasts.
I said other than the podcast.
Well, bored other than the podcast. All right, then we have
check it out, Nathan.
Yeah, now we have material for
whatever.
Yeah, for bloopers.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so anything else you want to talk about before we jump into the memes? So what do we got?
All right, first one is, all I knew is I didn't want to die in a life where I've never truly lived.
Yeah.
So I made this one because at the time that Josh and I decided to get sober, that was kind of the main thought that I had going on in my head. Like, I nearly died. I nearly got alive to myself right before we went to rehab. And it was in a really, really dark place. But I kept thinking, like, I haven't even really truly ever become myself, right? Like, I haven't even found myself. I'm like 42 years old at the time. And you think, well, actually, 41 at the time, right? And thinking,
that 1 year.
Yeah. Because anyways.
I turned 50 this year. Yeah.
Thinking, anyways, I'm 41 thinking, like, I haven't even really lived my life. Like, I haven't gone out and done the things that I wanted to do. I'm constantly drugging myself so that I don't have to feel any pain. Like, I actually want to feel things. I want to feel big things and not be afraid of them and experience all the wonderful things out there that I've so desperately wanted to experience, like traveling, which Josh and I love to do, stuff like that. And I was thinking, like, there's so much more out there that I haven't even experienced yet. And here I am wasting my life away, like doing all these drugs and, you know, but not living anymore, really just kind of avoiding life, if anything.
Yeah. I mean, like, one thing I think I mentioned to you a few times, like a lot of your memories or stories are, you know, you growing up, right? Like traveling and stuff like that. So, you know, it's, you have wanted to do things for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. There are many things I wanted to do.
So yeah, I wrote, because I usually write the stuff at the bottom. We're going to start putting our initials by it now.
Yes.
Since we have a whole new process of posting things, we're using this thing called Hootsuite.
Yeah.
So things go out all at one time, and we're all going to be on that, all three of us. So no one gets confused. Mm-hmm. We're going to designate who did it.
That's like so hype.
And I actually did one today. I forgot. It's the news article that was in U.S. News. Actually, I didn't write anything. I just cut and pasted the article. So, no, that's all right. Anyway, I wrote, it will get better. Never give up hope. Yeah, because hope is like the last thing you have, right? Like if you give up hope, and I almost did once, right? I think I came pretty close to dying. I'm not sure. I know paramedics came, but I'm very glad I didn't. I can tell you this, like even when, you know, my darkest times weren't bad enough that I wouldn't want what I have now, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like what I have now is worth the, you know, the shit.
That it took together.
So I think it's never never too late, and there's never, you can handle more than you think.
That's so true, actually. Like I am amazed by all the shit that I managed to handle, actually.
I mean, you've been through enough for 10 people. Second. Just one or two of the things you've had to go through is, you know, would be a lot.
Good for a lifetime.
So you're very strong.
Can we move on?
Yeah. Let's go.
I like this one a lot, actually. It's healing is not linear. Some days you will feel light and grounded and hopeful, and other days you might feel heavy and foggy or still, but both are part of the process, right? Constant progress. Healing is not about constant progress. It's about choosing to come back to yourself again and again. I really love this one because healing is not linear. I've definitely noticed that over the last year. There are times where I'm like, totally healed, right? I feel great. Cloud nine, right? I'm totally good. Nothing can bring this bitch down, right? Yeah.
And 5 minutes later.
Next day happens and I'm like, well, fuck, right? It's like, you have to roll with the punches when it comes to healing, and things come up that you don't realize are going to come up. They're triggered in one way or in another as you're healing, and you just have to kind of roll with it. And it's tough. It's so tough. And there are times where I feel like I'm not doing anything. Like I'm not really going anywhere. I'm sort of stuck in this spot that I am. But then if I really like take the time and sit with it, I'm like, no, I'm not stuck. I've actually come so much further than I really thought. The fact that I think that like I'm having a boring day or something, like that is progress.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, boring's good compared to
boring is so good compared to what we were doing before. Right? Chaos, bad. Boring, good. So healing is
life without chaos in French.
Have it on my shoulder. But yeah, it has not been a linear process for me. And I don't think it's been a linear process for Josh.
Yeah, I think life is not a linear process, let alone living in addiction. Living in addiction is definitely all over the place. Yeah.
Right.
Ping-ponging all over.
There were times like you had, not since this last rehab, but before, you went from rehab to relapse to rehab to relapse to periods of sobriety to relapse to periods of sobriety. There is not a single straight line in there, right? No.
No, and like, yeah, some days are harder than others. Like I wrote, nothing is in life is easy, but being sober is definitely worth it. So my hardest day now is, I would say, easier than many of my easier days in addiction, because I'm starting off at a much better spot.
Right.
You know?
Right. You're starting on level growth.
Yeah. I'm not starting negative here. I'm starting here. So if I just maintain here instead of maintain here,
right,
I'm having a better day than I would have.
Absolutely.
Back then. So
yeah, very true. Same way.
And kind of back to the other thing, like you could, there's nothing too hard you can't get through.
Yeah.
You know?
Very true. Yeah. Simple. This is another great one that I love. I got sober. Not perfect.
Right.
Right. I have to remind myself that all the time. I feel like I'm very hard on myself. I hold myself at a really high standard when it comes to healing. And this even goes back to the last one, right? Where healing is not linear. Like, I always want to feel like I'm moving forward and trudging through it, and that I've somehow like maintained this perfection status, right?
Recovery.
But I won't. And like, that's just not a thing, right? I'm not going to be perfect ever. I'm lucky I have a grip on what I do. I'm never going to be perfect, as much as I would like to think that I will be. And that is something I've actually battled my entire life. The idea, the concept of perfection. Right. And I think it's something a lot of mothers will really relate to with me. That idea that like, everything has to be perfect. Perfect for my kids, perfect for my family, perfect. Like, I held this crazy standard in there, right? And really, it just drove me crazy. Like, it drove me mad. I was never satisfied with anything because I was constantly comparing it to what perfection would look like in my eyes, right? And so I was never satisfied. I was never happy with what it is I had. And it's really quite sad, actually, because I did have some good times in there, right? But in my mind, nothing's perfect. And now, as I'm able to remind myself on a daily basis that I am not perfect and that's okay. Like, this is like a mantra in my head. I am not perfect and that's okay. It has made my life so much more enjoyable because perfectionism, when you're constantly comparing to anything, you're never going to be happy, right?
Yep.
And now that I'm not comparing, I feel free. I feel so much more free.
No, that makes sense. And I wrote, I stay perfectly sober and everything falls into place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not perfect. I know that. And I'm comfortable admitting I'm when I make mistakes now.
Yeah. I mean, this is huge.
When I, you know, my addiction and before, you know, a lot of work I did in therapy, I'd like to blame everybody else with things. You know, I was very good at that.
Me too. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, it's my fault. I did this because of that, you know, and now I don't let that happen anymore. So I'm not perfect, but I try to do things the best I can. You know?
Yeah.
So, and that's all I can do. Thanks.
And I think that mindset of I'm doing the best I can is also so powerful, right? Like, I'm doing the best I can today with what it is I have,
yep.
With what it is I've got. And that's all I need to do. And if I can lay my head down at night and say, I gave it my all today, I'm good with that now. But I mean, I'm good.
Yeah, go put your sober,
right?
You know?
Yeah. If I hit the pillow and I'm sober and I've done what I can for the day, life is good.
All I know is if I stay sober, life will be better.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
Simple.
This one is, I wasn't addicted to drugs and alcohol. I was addicted to the relief it gave me. Now, this for me is so, so true. It's probably true for every addict, really, if you think about it. But I seriously, all I wanted in life is that moment of peace, right? I just want, like, that feeling you're supposed to get after you, like, have a really fantastic spa day or something, right? Or, like, you're finally able to just go and, like, take that deep breath and be good, right? I was constantly craving that. I needed it so badly. And the only way I could figure out to accomplish it was to do drugs. It was the only way I could figure out how to get it. And just, it was so sad to me to really, like, look back and say, like, yeah, I was constantly craving relief. Like, that was not a life to live,
yep.
Right? I was not living. I was just barely scraping by.
Right.
Right.
So what I put on, I used the very thing that created more things I wanted to escape from. So, I mean, when I use, I very often cause problems.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, arguments with my ex-wife, arguments with business partners, arguments with Heidi, you know, I'm using the very thing to escape my life that causes more problems in my life that I want to escape from again. So it's like, it just compounds, right?
Right.
I'm escaping from the problems I caused here. Escape, cause more problems. Escape, cause more problems.
Right.
It's a cycle. It's insanity. Just doing the same thing over and over. I think that's the definition of insanity.
Yep.
And in the, yeah, that's finally got it. I was able to break that cycle and thank God. And I don't live like that anymore.
For sure.
So.
Yeah. Our last one, I love this one. If you keep carrying old bricks, you'll keep building the same house. I love this. If I kept going the way I was going before rehab, before I had given myself the right tools to use, before I'd learned about myself, before I dealt with my trauma, if I had kept going, I was going to constantly create that same chaos, right? Like, I could not figure out how to get out of that cycle of chaos. So I did. I went from, you know, I went from a bad marriage to, unfortunately, a relationship that I really did love the person, but was kind of making like stupid mistakes because I couldn't get past like my own 2 feet, right? Like I was constantly tripping over myself. I was making dumb mistakes. I was doing drugs. I was doing things I wish I hadn't, but I just couldn't get out of my own way. And it's all because I was, you know, still just trying to do the same thing, but in a different situation.
Yep.
I mean, luckily, I feel like, at least I sure hope so because I married him. We love each other enough that we like really looked at each other and we're like, we can't keep going like this.
Well, that's what we said, right?
We really did have a conversation where we sat down and said, this is no longer sustainable. What are we going to do if we want to be together? Because this is not working.
Yeah, if just one of us went to we would run different pages and it wouldn't have worked.
It would be one person still building the same house while the other person is trying to build a different one. And that's not going to work either.
And quite possibly the person trying to build the different house may stop building the house, you know, I mean, or vice versa. That way would have been good. But,
right.
You know, if we weren't on the same page, it was headed for disaster.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
I got to actually look at this closer. Habits, people, places, music, etc. If any affect you negatively, maybe it is time to drop that cracked brick and pick up a better one. So yeah, basically I'm saying here, don't stop using the same material that's been defective. You know, any of those things, and it could be other things that negatively impact you. Get rid of the bad habits. Get rid of the bad influences.
Well, what I like is that you didn't just say the habits, like our addiction or whatever.
People, yeah.
But like people, places. Even the music you listen to, right? Or just the environments that you're putting yourself in, you know, it's hard to change from being an alcoholic if you keep going to the same bar that you go to every
day. I tried that.
Right?
After I got out of rehab the first time, I would go to the bar and just eat and have lemonade. It worked until it didn't.
Right.
So, and then the second time I got out of rehab, I said, I can't go to bars anymore, and signed up for Bumble 3 days before I got out, 4 days before I got out, and then I met Heidi. So, you know, I made the right decision there, guys.
Yes.
Don't go to bars. Sign up for Bumble.
Sign up for Bumble instead. I really like that. And for me, it was like, obviously, I had to change my surroundings. Luckily, my spiral really, really took hold when I was working at a hotel. Drugs were very, very easily accessible there. And I had a lot of them. And unfortunately, being around those people and in that job, like, I wasn't going to stop. Why would I? Like, my supply was constant. It was free. And like, life was great. No, it was not great. It was falling apart. But it was great in the sense that everything was free and I was getting all the drugs I wanted.
Well, it was falling apart, but then you could escape the falling apart for a little time.
Right.
Then you'd have to escape it again.
Right. Yeah. And I'd have to escape again and again and again. Luckily, she got fired from that job, which was, they fired me because I ended up going to the psych ward, which I'm pretty sure they're not really supposed to be able to do, but they didn't know I was doing drugs. I'm glad that I did. I did get fired because, you know, that was just a dead end road for me. And from there, like, I lost all that access to all those drugs. And it sort of at least slowed down the process of my spiral, right? Yeah. Like, it put the brakes on a little bit. So even changing a job, if you need to, you know, changing where it is you stop after work on your way home, changing maybe it's your friends.
Yeah.
Like, and I've noticed, like, in sobriety, you lose friends. There are certain people that you just lose, and you need to be prepared for that. And you know what? It ends up being a good thing.
Well, right? And even that you lose people possibly that wanted you to go to rehab and get better, but they unfortunately aren't happy still.
Yeah.
So it's complicated.
Oh, it's super complicated.
Yeah, but it's less stressful.
Less stressful. And also, you know, that was also like boundary setting, right? I mean, learning how to set boundaries with people is a
thing. I didn't know how to do a boundary before last summer.
We'll probably have to have a show on boundaries.
I'm good at them now.
Yeah, we'll do a show on boundaries at some point. That's something both of us really had to learn to do. But through that, we lost a lot of people in our lives. And since then, our lives have been so great.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain. It turns out, looking at it, the people that aren't in our lives anymore were the ones that were causing a lot of the problems before rehab. And
yeah.
It's just, I think people have a hard time accepting that people can change. And yeah, you need to prove yourself, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, obviously people aren't just going to like,
yeah,
you definitely right. changed. Sure. We believe you.
But,
no, it takes time. You have to gain that trust. Right.
But when you start getting treated even like, worse in a way, than before you went, you know, it's not a good situation. And, you know, probably should have got some of these people out of our lives before we have, but you know, we were on drugs and you know, medicating ourselves.
Yeah. And I think
through the pain, I guess.
And I think when you're on drugs and stuff like that, you
accept, when you accept it.
Yeah, you kind of accept.
You know yourself.
Yeah, you're accepting these relationships that really not great for you. And you don't seem to really notice or care.
I totally agree. So,
man.
What was that, the last one?
That was the last one for today, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anything else?
No, I don't think so. Here. Life is good.
Everyone, tell a friend to subscribe to our YouTube channel at SoberBud Podcast, and also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. And I've heard there's a rumor that we have a Pinterest now.
Oh boy!
So I'm not touching that. I am not touching the Pinterest. I'm TikToking though.
Yes,
I'm getting pretty good at it.
I'll just keep the Instagram.
Okay. Yep. So, well, everybody, guys, since there's our dog, right? Yes, Sophia Loren.
Yes. Always making herself known.
Well, everybody out there, thanks for joining us. Stay safe and sober out there in the wild. We'll see you next time. Bye.